There is a chance for a breakthrough here and strong votes for our party right throughout the other 14 constituencies, from Dublin to Donegal, from Louth to Sligo, from Kerry to Cork, can be a milestone in the journey which we have undertaken. It's up to us to go from this Ardagh and to make that breakthrough. People, many people who don't subscribe to our philosophy are looking at this moment in our history, and I now want to deal with the need to rebuild the peace process. Because this is a very defining moment in our history, and many people are fearful of the future. There's a current of hope out there, sitting here also, but it's coupled with uncertainty, of optimism combined with apprehension. The journey to a free and peaceful Ireland is a difficult one, but the people of Ireland, from every corner of our country and from throughout the Irish diaspora across the world, have expressed their hope that that journey will reach a lasting peace settlement and a new democracy. Sinn Féin have played a pivotal role in creating this opportunity. We are here as the peacemakers. Our objective is clear. It is to build a democracy that should be owned by every woman, by every man, and by every child on this island. And that means removing the causes of conflict from our country. British policy in Ireland has manifestly failed. One of the achievements of my dialogue with John Hume is our agreement that an internal settlement is not a solution. So there's no going back to the failed policies and the structures of the past, to the domination of one party unionist state supported by the British government. But how do we move forward? And let us be certain about this. Let there be no doubt. We must move forward. But how do we do it? How do we fulfil the potential, the ideas, the hopes, the dreams, so that our children and our children's children can live together in peace? Sinn Féin is absolutely committed to democratic and peaceful means of resolving problems, and part of our responsibility is to make alliances with others to help chart the journey forward, to illuminate the way, and to work with the people of Ireland to establish beacons or guidelines, signposts, based on the international experience to help all of us traverse this period of transition. We are on a journey from the past into a new future. Irish freedom, democracy and peace are in the interests of all the people of this island. Partition affects us all. And Sinn Féin seeks national self-determination and the unity and independence of Ireland as a sovereign state. In our view, this issue of sovereignty, the claim of the British government to sovereignty in our country, is the key matter which must be addressed in any negotiations. There are some who tell us that the British government is neutral. Whatever about its strategic and economic interests, John Major has made it clear that he is a defender of the Union. This policy and the Unionist veto are at the core of the conflict. The aim, therefore, of democratic opinion must be to seek a change in British policy towards Ireland and an end to the Unionist veto. And negotiations are an area of struggle for Irish Republicans where we can tackle this issue. There are many other issues which fuel the conflict, which must be tackled also, but which do not require negotiations. For example, the issue of parity of esteem and equality of treatment, the imbalance of the unemployment ratio, equality in economic development, greater and more equally shared prosperity, the Irish language and culture. All of these issues need to be brought to an equitable democratic conclusion. There's also a long overdue need to bring about the empowerment and the inclusion of deprived and marginalised communities. These issues should be pursued inside and outside negotiations. And the whole issue of demilitarisation needs to be tackled. And this includes the release of all the political prisoners. The treatment of convicted killers from the British Army, in comparison, for example, with the treatment of on-tried remand prisoners like Roisin McCulloughy, is proof of Dublin, of British and Dublin double standards. Disarmament policing, the administration of justice, and an end to repressive legislation needs to be tackled.